You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
United Airlines says its policy includes travel to all areas mentioned in a Zika virus alert by the CDC. American Airlines is offering refunds to customers with tickets to Central America if they can prove they're unable to travel due to pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Getting cash from an ATM will soon be one of the many things you can do with your smartphone. JPMorgan Chase is upgrading its ATMs this year, and one of those upgrades will allow customers to use smartphones to withdraw money. A South Carolina toddler is capturing people's hearts with her goodnight prayer. Sutton Witt's mom and dad skip the bedtime ritual as they rush to get the two-year-old to bed on Sunday night. Caleb Witt explains to Fox News, Fox and Friends that he and his wife, Catherine, had a reason.
Well, we were trying to get her in bed a little early so we could watch the NFC Championship game. So we kind of rushed through the bedtime ritual, but she apparently didn't forget. She jumped right in there and filled in.
So the little girl began thanking God on her own. The two-minute prayer was caught on the baby monitor, and little Sutton thanked the Lord for her parents, her grandma, even Santa Claus. The video has been shared on Facebook nearly 20,000 times. Catherine Witt tells Fox News how she came to realize her daughter was praying.
It was during a commercial break, and we heard something upstairs, and I'm always paranoid about her being upstairs anyway. So I said, "What's that?" and turned on the baby monitor and realized she was praying. And so at that point is when I hit the record option, and it just unfolded.
And here is that precious little prayer.
Thank you, my daddy. Thank you, my mommy. Amen.
All of that while their parents were in the other room watching the ball game. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
her performances following last month's death of her longtime husband and manager, Renee Angelil. You're listening to USA Radio News. Her performances following last month's death of her longtime husband and manager, Renee Angelil. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on...
Well, hi everyone. I'm supposed to be doing the weather, but when I hit the weather, I get that. Anyway, it is a beautiful day. Let me see what I can do in terms of the weather for you rather than whatever that is that's going on. It is, like I said, a lovely spring day, and the temperature currently here in Hunterdon County in Flemington, in Somerset County, waiting for it to come up, is 77 degrees with 79 degrees expected. So it's almost feels like summer, and it is a record high, and then tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 50. Tomorrow, Thursday, also will be partly sunny, mix of clouds and sun with a high of 77, with rain beginning in the early evening, so that tomorrow night we should have beginning of rain showers. Friday will be mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain, high of 64. Saturday looks also like it will be mostly sunny, high of 65. And then Sunday will be 63, 50% chance of afternoon showers. And if anyone is interested, here in Hunterdon County in Clinton at 3 o'clock is the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So I hope that people decide to go to Clinton, New Jersey to enjoy the 3 o'clock in the afternoon St. Patrick's Day Parade. So, my commercials are done, and I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I am your host for Counselor's Chat. And for those of you that follow me on Facebook, you may have gotten a little heads up in terms of what my program is going to be about today, and it is about spirituality. Now you might say, why in the world would a licensed professional counselor be talking about spirituality and spiritual wellness? Well, first of all, March happens to be National Spiritual Wellness Month, so that's one reason. And no, I'm not a minister or anything like that. However, spirituality and spiritual wellness are important aspects of good mental health. That is part of why I picked the topic. So, what is spiritual wellness or spiritual health? A lot of times, you know, we are living in a time where there's a lot of push-pull between, does God exist? I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the kind of God that the church teaches me. A lot of times I ask people about their spirituality and they say they're not religious. And I like to explain to them that being spiritual and being religious are really two separate things. They're two separate things. And the way I describe spirituality is about connection. Now, there are some people that are listening to my program and are connecting with what I'm saying and have connected with things that I've said, but I don't see you and you don't see me, but we are making a connection. So connection is a huge aspect. And I say it starts with connecting with self. How connected am I with myself? How well do I know myself? How well do I recognize that I matter? That I recognize my values, my beliefs, that I feel like I have a purpose in life? Those are some of the signs of spiritual connection to myself. Then there's that spiritual connection to another person or other people, such as I'm saying I'm speaking with you, or the way I connect with a spouse, a parent, a sibling, a child, a friend. or just another person that I might be passing along on the street through my life, through work, where we make a connection. And then there's that connection that we have with the universe around us, with our community, with nature, with the universe, with God. So, though some people question God, some people don't believe in God, it doesn't mean that you cannot be spiritual. Some people do not practice a religion. They may believe in God, but they don't practice a religion. That doesn't mean that they cannot be spiritual. And so knowing about spiritual health and spiritual wellness is very important. There are many, many benefits to it. Excuse me. So, spiritual wellness is also defined as having a sense of dimension of the mind, body, and spirit. These are including physical, mental, emotional, sexual, social, and spiritual and or might say religious health. It's about our most inner self. It is the thing that provides us with a profound sense of who we are, where we came from, where we're going, and how we might reach our goals, our destiny. We may not think of it in terms that it plays a role in our physical health, but it does. We may not realize that it plays a role in our mental health, and yet it does. It plays a role in our relational health and our health, again, like I said, with the world around us. It actually is a basic foundation for awareness of life, the meaning of life, and our place in life. So often, my clients come into my office and they are actually in a spiritual crisis. As a matter of fact, I think our country is in a spiritual crisis. When we are looking at things from a spiritual perspective, where we are looking at light, not darkness. Darkness is the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of spiritual health and well-being. I'm talking about spiritual light or enlightenment even. You can even say that. When we are devoid of spiritual connection to self, connection to other people, connection to the world around us, we feel anxious, we feel empty, we feel useless, we feel worthless. We tend to look towards excitement to have a sense of being alive. Can lead to things like addictions, gambling addiction, sexual addictions, drug addictions, alcohol addictions. We put ourselves in jeopardy because we are looking or grasping for meaning, for purpose, for the thrill of life. What we are not recognizing is that search for meaning and the purpose of our own human existence is about living in harmony with self and with the people around us. It's about working from a place of balance in our inner life and with the rest of the world. When we are out of balance, things are cockeyed and stressful. They are uncomfortable and can even lead to sickness, both emotional, mental, and physical. Oh. it leads to negativism instead of optimism. Isolation rather than community. Being apart from rather than a part of. There tends to be a lot of loss of meaning of life and self-judgment, apathy, emptiness, conflicting values, worry, and rituals that have nothing to do with religious rituals, but rituals that I might even say border on obsessive-compulsive. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments. I am Ruth Alton, your role, your host for Counselor's Chat, and after these few commercials, I'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Alton, your role, your host for today's program, and I am talking to you about spiritual wellness. Just so happens that March is National Spiritual Wellness Month. It's something that we don't think about very often. When I ask some of my clients on their intake interview, I give all my clients an intake interview, and I say to them, I focus on, or we talk about five areas in our life. We talk about our emotional life in therapy. We talk about our cognitive life and or belief systems. I'm not talking about spiritual or God belief systems, but the belief systems that we have in life that can affect us, that we might need to change because they're not working for us. We talk about relationships. We talk about physical health. And we talk about spirituality. And a lot of what happens, I believe, in therapy is a spiritual process of finding self, connecting to others, and connecting to the world around us. Part of what therapy offers is the ability to gain insightful ahas about yourself and your relationships. It helps you recognize how to nurture yourself and how to nurture others in a way that doesn't diminish you. Therapy helps you look at your personal value system. It helps you cultivate and begin to recognize your purpose in life, diminishing things like anxiety and depression. Opening up the possibility of creativity, moving from a place of just barely surviving to a place of thriving. So in the therapeutic process, we look at ways to develop positive outlooks on life, to develop a sense of hope. My gosh, how many people come into my office feeling hopeless? To learn how to forgive. Excuse me, forgive others. Forgive yourself. Let go of regrets. Self-acceptance. Gaining a sense of commitment to purpose and meaning, which gives you a greater sense of self-worth and inner peace. And ultimately, one of the things that gets incorporated into the practice, my practice at least, of therapy, is meditation. And for some people, prayer and worship. Prayer and worship are important aspects of spirituality, but as you can hear, they are not the only thing. They're not the only thing that contributes to spiritual health and mental health. So one of the things about mental health is thinking in a way that is healthy, setting good boundaries, knowing your limits. I know I talk about that all the time. But when we have good mental health, we are able to set our boundaries and know our limits. We are able to communicate. See, these are action steps. We are able to communicate our boundaries and limits to other people. We are able to be flexible in our boundaries and in our limits. One of the ways I describe it, a boundary is how close I let someone come to me. A limit is how close I go to the other person. I need to know my limits. Sure, I can eat a whole pizza. I'll be sick. I've definitely crossed a limit. I need to know my limits so I don't get sick. Sure, I can walk 10 miles today. Well, I actually may end up hurting my knees because I haven't walked 10 miles in a long time. I need to know my limits. We all need to know our limits. But a boundary crossing is also equally as important to recognize. It's when I feel uncomfortable. I feel devalued. I feel invaded. Boundaries, personal boundaries, are extremely important. And learning what our boundaries are and what our limits are helps in promoting emotional health and actually spiritual health. Because by setting my boundaries and my limits, I'm also helping myself define my value system, my purpose, my relationship with others, my ability to nurture others or be nurtured by others. Boundaries, it's an incredible thing. Our country is so codependent. We are so codependent that we are in spiritual crisis. They are connected. We are losing our identity in terms of who we are because we're so codependent. We have no boundaries. We let anyone in. We can't decide who we are because we don't want to offend anyone. We've lost our value system. We're chipping away at it. We're losing our meaning and our purpose. So, boundaries and limits are not only personal. If I own a piece of property, I need to know my boundaries and my limits. What does that mean? Well, it means that if I want to plant a vegetable garden, I say, oh, look, my neighbor's got a really nice sunny piece of property in his backyard. I think I'll plant my vegetable garden there. And he gets up in the morning and he sees me outside digging in his yard. He's going to go, what are you doing? I'm planting my vegetable garden. You've got all this lovely sun right here, and I don't have that kind of sun. Boy, did I cross a boundary, huh? I violated his I went over my limit. You know, our towns, they have boundaries. Those boundaries are important. We pay taxes so that the taxes I pay in my town goes towards maintaining my roads and my police department and my fire department. Because if my taxes for my town went to the neighboring town and I needed help and they weren't sending their police, it's all discombobulated. And we have counties for the same purpose. And my taxes paid for my counties, and it decides who goes to school where, and the same thing with towns and the health of my county. And we have states, and our states have boundaries. And now we're going through this election process. And each state has different, some states caucus, some states have elections. They're all different. Each one is different. But state boundaries are really important. We have people that are leaving New Jersey in droves. Why? Because of our tax rates are so high. So they're leaving. We call it voting with our feet. They're leaving. They're going to states that don't have that kind of a tax system. So New Jersey taxes and, I don't know, Tennessee's taxes are very different. Taxes pay for other things, different things, in different ways. Tennessee doesn't need all the salt that we need here in New Jersey to salt our roads in the winter. And then we have country boundaries. It's part of the human condition. Boundaries, limits. And my gosh, look at the angst that's being created because the United States is not maintaining its boundaries. We do this because we are codependent. It affects everything. It affects our spiritual health as a country. What ends up happening? We feel empty. We have a loss of meaning. We're judgmental and condemning. There's apathy. Who cares? I'm tired of fighting. We have conflicting values. Long, dry spells of lack of growth. We're worried. We're annoyed. We're acting out of haste. We're letting go of our rituals. Spiritual wellness is not something that is just singularly related to one person. The spiritual wellness of my family, of my community, of my state, of my country, and of the world. So you can see that spirituality is not just about going to your place of worship and praying. That is a small aspect. There are many people who do not go to a place of worship and who are very spiritual. There are many people who are very religious and are not very spiritual. It is definitely something that I'm so glad to recognize that it is a month where we can talk about it. And as a matter of fact, it's something to talk about every day. because it is so important. You know, we can go to a play, a show, and we walk out and we're disappointed. It's flat. There's nothing exciting about it. It was barely entertaining. Or we can go to a show or a play and we walk out and we say, oh my gosh, that was fabulous. Oh, the music was superb and the excitement in the audience. The electrifying experience of the event is spiritual in nature. I can't see it, but boy, I can feel it. So here we are at the edge of spring. I've got some daffodil bulbs that are beginning to pop their beautiful little green heads out, and even with some flowers that are getting ready to burst open. It's exciting. You could smell it in the air. You could see a little red haze on some of the trees and some of the bushes getting ready for the burst of spring. We can take notice and feel that sense of connection that the birds and the squirrels and all the little creatures that are running around and being all excited about spring. Or we could be shut down. There are pathways of improving our spiritual health. I need to notice, first of all, where I'm at today. Am I depressed? Am I in the doldrums? Do I feel hopeless? Am I isolating? Do I not want to connect? Do I keep myself focused in on all of my electrical gadgets, playing games, watching TV, never going outside, not connecting with other people? Ask yourself, who are you? And you go, I don't know. What's your favorite color? I don't know. I start there a lot of times with clients. What are your favorites? I don't know. How am I going to connect with myself if I don't even know what I like or what I don't like? Chocolate. Well, you know, I love chocolate. I love dark chocolate. I love milk chocolate. I love brownies, chocolate cake, chocolate chip cookies. However, I know that I don't like chocolate pudding. It's not chocolatey enough. And I don't like chocolate ice cream. Again, same thing. Now, something like a vanilla fudge when it's got fudge in it, you know, or the chocolate sauce, that's different. There's something different about that chocolate. I'm talking about this in terms of nuance. Nuances. There's things that I like. There's things that I don't like. To just say I like chocolate is not necessarily sufficient. The more self-aware you are, the more you can chip away at some of those things to become more specific. The more specific you are, the better and healthier choices you can make for yourself. And that goes in terms of self-care and relationships and limits and boundaries. So one of the aspects of good spiritual health and wellness is learn how to be quiet. What? Quiet? What are you even talking about? Quiet. No music, no television. You know, we go for a walk nowadays and we've got, our earbuds in our ear. How about going for a walk with nothing in your ear? Go for a walk in silence, in quiet. Our lives are so filled with chaos and confusion. We have frantic lifestyles. How about meditating? Quiet. Find a place at your home. Maybe it's a room. Maybe it's a chair. I say this to my clients all the time. I say, well, I really don't have a room that I could designate as like a room for me. Well, how about a chair? When I'm in this chair, this is my meditative chair. It's comfortable. While I'm in here in this chair for the next 10, 15 minutes, I don't want anyone to talk to me. Maybe next to my chair is a table. I'm going to light a candle. I'm not going to read. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet. And I'm going to notice how I'm feeling. I'm going to notice, is my brain just going and going and going and going? All the things I have to do, all the things that happened to me, all the bad things that happened to me, all the regrets that I have, going and going and going, and I'm making my plans and I'm making my list. Well, I'm not meditating at all. My brain is not quiet at all. It is frantic, like my lifestyle. Quiet down. Practice a little mindfulness. This is part of why lighting a candle may be a useful tool. I'm just going to sit here in my chair and I'm going to notice the flame flickering in the candle. I'm going to notice how steady it is. I'm going to notice if it's waving. I'm going to notice if there's a little trail of smoke coming up from the candle. I'm going to notice if it smells. What scent is it? What color is it? Is there a difference in color between the melted wax and the unmelted wax? What is the color of the container that it's in? Is it a glass container, a metal container, one of those fancy little things with all little mirrors on them? And how does the light spread out and disperse? And what am I noticing else? What else am I noticing about that candle? Can I feel the heat from the light of that one little flame? Do I have a candle that has 2 wicks, 3 wicks, 5 wicks? What am I noticing? Is the candle itself, does it have different layers of color to it? Did I pick a vanilla candle or a lavender candle or a balsam candle or a sandalwood candle or an apple pumpkin candle? And do I smell that? Do I notice the scent? We can practice mindfulness throughout our day, not just sitting in a place where we're meditating. Mindfulness is an important aspect of spiritual wellness. It's about being present in the present moment, bringing all our attention and all our focus to the act of what we are doing in the present moment. Maybe I'm making dinner or breakfast. What am I doing actually? What do I see? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I hear? What do I feel touch-wise? In the present moment, in the now. That's a meditative mindfulness practice so that we can meditate anytime, anywhere in our day, no matter what we're doing. Sitting in the car, sitting at our desk, making dinner, brushing our teeth, getting dressed, going for a walk. We're so busy with noise all the time. Of course, I do want you to listen to my radio show every Wednesday. However, if you make the choice to say, you know what, I have this hour, I'm going to turn off the radio, I'm going to turn off the internet, I'm going to turn off my cell phone, and I am just going to go and be quiet and sit somewhere in nature. I am going to set that time aside for solitude and meditate. Meditation doesn't mean our brain stops functioning. It means it gets quiet and focused. Another aspect of improving spiritual wellness is being open to things that are spiritual. Spiritual experiences can come in very unexpected forms. Watching birds fly. Looking at some things popping out of the winter soil. Maybe listening to a piece of music. Getting a hug. Giving a hug. Working in your garden. Noticing the sun, the morning sunlight streaming in a window in your home or in your office. How often do you actually sit and look at the plants that you have in your house, if you have a plant in your house? And we have them. Who says we ever sit and really just go, wow, you know what? That's really nice there. I like that. It enhances things. Be a little inquisitive and a little curious. Believe it or not, that can actually help in your spiritual wellness. So what does that mean exactly, being a little curious? Well, I don't know. I'm going to look and see what's under the pile of leaves. I'm going to wonder about things in life. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to say, wonder what happens if I were to paint a picture for the first time. It increases your potential. Curiosity does. And it's a good thing. What would happen if I try a new hairstyle? Curiosity. Another aspect to developing spiritual wellness is about being receptive to your feelings. That means our pain and our grief and our sadness and our anger. And our anxiety and our depression. When we allow ourselves to feel the full spectrum of our feelings, we begin to recognize that we actually can survive them, and we move from surviving to thriving. When we try and push our feelings down, swallow them, push them aside, we end up with things like depression. We end up with things like a spiritual disconnect because my pain is shame-based. And if you really knew me, you wouldn't like me at all. So then I don't connect. We don't connect. I can't connect with you. You're going to see what a horrible person I really am. But if I begin to get in touch with that pain and begin to talk about it, I may actually realize that it's not as bad as I think it is. If I ask myself, what is my pain trying to teach me? You know, we go to the gym and we exercise and come out and we feel sore. And the next day we might even hurt. We go back to the gym and we go out and we're sore. And we go, but you know what? We're getting stronger, aren't we? I can lift more. I can do more sit-ups. I can lift heavier weights. Well, our emotional lives work the same way. When I refuse to grapple with my own pain, my own grief and loss, my own anxieties, my own depression, I reach a place where I say, I can't do it. I can't feel it. I can't tolerate it. I feel weak. Well, let's exercise a little bit. Let's look at our pain and grief a little differently as spiritual roads of development. Embrace it rather than push it away. Who ever heard of such nonsense? Because we tend not to do that. We tend to shove it down, swallow it, sweep it under the rug. It really doesn't work. Another aspect of spiritual development is being playful. Being spontaneous, enthusiastic, celebrating. See, I cannot have the experience of being playful and enthusiastic and spontaneous when I am grappling with trying to keep my pain in check. I'm too depressed. I've pushed it down. I am pushing it down. And the energy of the pain is vibrating. It's vibrating. It wants to get out. It's vibrating. And it feels like anxiety. And so I'm anxious and I'm depressed and I don't want anybody to see this horrible person that I am. Well, you know what? I'm just a person. And you're just a person. And we all have things. And we all have life. Let's talk about it. Let's comfort each other, share with each other, let it go, and get some balloons, and be playful. Make music, sing, dance, laugh. Feel enlightened and bright and spiritually uplifted. Here are some questions that you might want to ask yourself about spiritual well-being. What gives your life meaning and purpose? What gives your life meaning and purpose? What gives you hope? How do you get through your tough times? And where do you find comfort? In the bottle? No. That's false comfort. What are your three most memorable experiences? And If you belong to a religious community, how connected are you with the group of people that are also part of that community? Have you survived losses in your life? And if so, how have you done it? And have you moved through them? Describe a time when you felt comfortable and all was right in the world. And some people say, I never have that. But that's not true. Sometimes it's fleeting. And we don't recognize it. But it's there. And the thing is, it's, I'm going to say this about all is right with the world. If I look at the huge picture of the world, no. Things are very messed up. Very messed up. But if I bring it down to my world, my space, my life. I took a lovely walk this morning. And you know what? Everything was all right in my world. Yesterday, I took a walk. Actually, I took a walk down the farm road. Oh, I love that farm road. I grew up walking on that farm road. To me, when I'm on that farm road, all is right in the world. Nothing can be better. Does it mean everything in my whole life is okay? No, it doesn't. But for that moment, brings me back to a little bit of mindfulness practice, but in that moment, there is a connection. I am connected to the world. My feet on the ground. My lungs breathing in the air. My eyes looking at the sky. I'm connected. And describe a time in your life when your life was filled with a sense of meaning or a sense of awe, experiencing a sense of awe. A couple of weekends ago, about 3 weekends ago, I guess, my husband and I went down to Atlantic City for a long weekend. It was Valentine's Day weekend. And we got this hotel in Atlantic City. We were on the 26th floor. And it was a weekend of a bad storm. So we didn't do anything except go to the hot tub and swim in the pool. And it was freezing cold out. It was so cold and so windy, you couldn't even really walk outside without getting pummeled by flying sand. I mean, it was just, ugh. However, we could stand on our balcony and we can watch. And we did watch. The ocean. The colors of it changing from this beautiful blue-green to gray and dark and waves and chunks of ice and birds and boats coming in and out. It was just amazing. It was amazing. We were not standing on the balcony with earbuds. We were just on the balcony watching nature happen in front of us. And it was breathtaking. And when the storm passed and the sun was setting and the golden light on the white caps and the pink light on the white caps and the turquoise and the purples and the lavenders. Oh, spiritual experience. You hear it? It's exciting. It's invigorating. I see it. I experience it. It's uplifting. So spiritual wellness is an important component of good mental health. So as a therapist, yes, I talk about spirituality. I talk about developing a deeper meaning in life. Knowing who you are, what your purpose is, and what you value. Who are the people in your life? Are they people that you walk away from feeling, wow, I really enjoyed my company and my time with that person. And I know they enjoyed my time, my company, and time with me, and we had a great time together. Or do we walk away going, oh my gosh, that person gives me a headache. I feel depleted. I have the ability to make choices in my life in terms of who is in my life that is going to stimulate me, where we share similar values, similar interests, and maybe not agree on everything, and we might have some discussions that are spiritually invigorating. We may disagree in a spiritual way. And I don't mean believing, you know, talk about God or anything like that, but it's just invigorating. Think positively. Give yourself time to meditate. Travel if you can. And even if you travel as much as, well, I'm going to go to a museum. Take up some yoga. Healthy choices. In what you eat. Sleep. It all contributes to your spiritual health and well-being. And if you are someone who believes in God, incorporate prayer. Incorporate reading spiritual pamphlets, spiritual books, meditative books, people that have had spiritual awakenings, who we look at as spiritually enlightened. Remember, spiritual wellness is light and bright and cheerful and healthy and invigorating and stimulating and thriving versus spiritual darkness, which is chaos and confusing and depressing and empty. And apathetic and isolating. We can hear the difference. We can hear the difference between the two. We can make choices between the two. If you are actively involved in any type of addictive behavior, to reach a spiritual sense of health and well-being, you need to give up that addictive behavior. It's interfering with that. So, again, improving spiritual wellness, having spiritual health, it's something that's very important. I hope this has been a useful program.